Okay, thank you. Other people want to speak on this motion?
Yeah. If I might, Bill, with Eric.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Eric.
It's not clear to me. Maybe you might know. These return ballots, if they were marked return to sender or if it's just possible that they went to an incorrect address, were all of these marked return to sender or something to that effect?
Well, maybe Jan or Grace, because I think it was their slate mailer that bounced back. My statement was that the mailers came back, and since the mailers would have used the same address as the ballots, presumably the ballots also went back to wherever, whatever the return address was. But as
well,
to
I mean,
what
I mean, just in general, I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
Grace or Jan might be able to help.
Okay, Grace, go ahead.
Most of them were returned to sender.
Okay.
Address undeliverable, or the party was deceased.
Okay.
But mostly returned to sender, address not deliverable.
Okay, the address is undeliverable. Does that mean the address was incorrect, or just is it confirmed that the person was no longer available at that address? That weighs heavily here.
Bryce, do you know?
Undeliverable is different from addressee unknown.
Oh, God.
This is Bob.
I guess we don't know, but...
This is Bob.
Okay, Bob.
Yeah,
okay.
From past experience with this type of situation in general, there are multiple reasons that envelopes are returned as undeliverable, but the most common is that the person moved and their forwarding order only lasted, I believe it's generally 1 year. And so if they moved more than a year ago, it's undeliverable because the post office no longer provides that service.
I have a few of these that came in very recently. And they, as one says, return to sender not deliverable as addressed, unable to forward. Another one says return to sender insufficient address, unable to forward. Another says, what does it say? Insufficient address. So that was the bulk of the returned items, although a few were different. A few were deceased, and so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, any other more discussion on the motion?
Can I hear it again?
Who was that? Serene?
Can I hear it again?
Can you hear it again?
Yes.
Nancy, can you read it, please?
Okay. For the voters who did not receive their ballots yet, the Pacifica Elections Committee recommends to the NES and the WBAI LES to extend the WBAI election with PSA announcements, as was done in two other stations till October 7th, and one other station extended until the 10th. Can somebody make better wording of that?
I think this is Charles.
Yeah, Charles, go ahead.
I think you need to, if you want to contemplate doing an amendment like this, I'd like to offer a friendly alteration to it, friendly amendment.
Okay.
And that is, you have to take a look at the ballots and see if there's a sufficient number of people that you actually think could be contacted. If there's no email address, if it can't be forwarded, if there's no phone number, if there's no way to contact the person, you know, and if there's 300 of these and that pertains to 295 of them, I mean, I don't see that the additional effort to extend the election is warranted. But that would be a determination that would have to be made by looking at the ballots and individually counting up and seeing how many people fall into that category.
Well, this bill, I don't think the motion implied that we would try to find a better address. Is that right, Nancy? And these people have already, we tried mailing them and then they went to a wrong address or a bad address or something.
No,
and then...
It would be, can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
With a PSA announcement to as a last effort to appeal to those who have not received ballots yet. to call in and or contact and get a new PIN number. That's what we're playing at KPFT right now.
Were PSAs are aired, I hope, at all the stations, telling people to get how they get could get replacement ballots if they didn't already? Or did it happen at WBAI?
Well, I mean, we have a special PSA.
Well, let me let some of the WBAI people answer if they can.
Yes.
Anyone?
Could you hear me?
Oh, Serene?
Okay. So there were carts that were playing. But as I said, there were requests that were sent that where people received no response. I mean, I believe those carts would have been playing at every station. But none of that really, I mean, I don't know. If we're looking at 300, if that number is accurate, looking at 300 people, I know that as a percentage of our membership may not be huge, but I don't know that my democratic right should be based on how huge the problem is. And there has been, as far as I know, no systematic attempt to go to the database and see what people are attached to. I think someone needs to do that. See if you can make contact some other way.
Okay.
I have a request
this is Grace
for information.
For the stack.
Okay, was that Eric?
Yes.
Grace. Oh.
Okay, Eric first and then Grace.
Okay, if this motion is approved, does WBAI incur any additional cost?
You know, let me tell you what, because I did talk to Lynn last week a couple of times trying to find out, you know, if the stations were reaching quorum, because she didn't have the date, the updates then either, I guess, earlier. But she said that one reason she was thinking about extending for about a week was because she thought it would not increase the cost because all of the LESs and her were under contract till the end of, till the middle of October. And
okay.
They would need a week or so to write a report, but maybe an extension of a week probably would not necessarily increase the costs. She thought. She wasn't sure. I don't know if that answers, but okay. Was that Grace?
But Eric, can I talk?
Yes.
But the extensions at three other stations are in the same category. So why would that question be particular about WBAI? Why would it be different?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't.
Oh, I thought you were asking for an extension of an extension.
No, we haven't been extended.
Oh, I see.
She posted sometime this afternoon that it closed on the 30th. And they're using computers. I really don't understand the
numbers. Well, I had even asked,
just
to answer your question, I had even asked about that, but I couldn't get an answer from the LES. I mean,
okay,
I wrote to the NES about this, and I still haven't gotten an answer. I'm no closer to an answer than I was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Grace. She had a question or comment.
Well, earlier this evening, Lynn said that in approximately 40% of the cases for addresses, there are the address note goes, there are email addresses. So presumably 40% of the undeliverables receive their ballot in email form, if not in a paper ballot. So, and she said she was going to go over those. The other possibility is the LES or can presumably, if there's a phone number attached to the name and the incorrect address, they could be called and offered a ballot, I assume. So those are the possibilities. But Lynn mentioned that she was going to look into that just earlier tonight on the call. So I think it would be up to the discretion of the LES whether or not it was necessary to extend the election and also for how long it would be extended. That would be my my take on this.
Serene?
Serene?
Okay, so I don't recall Lynn's statement being as definitive. I think she used language that suggested she anticipated that maybe 40%. I don't think anybody has actually studied those numbers and can say definitively, and I didn't think her statement was definitive. I do recall the reference that Grace was making, but I don't think it's being properly classified.
Well, let me just say for a minute. I think something
her analyzing something in a week or two is not at all going to help those people who tonight are probably chucking their ballots because they've seen the announcement that it's closed.
Let me put myself in the stack. I think Serene had a good point. If there are people who requested ballots before the deadline and didn't receive a response, then they should receive a response and probably have a chance to vote if they are members. I think that's kind of what she was saying was done. It was being happening at KPFT because there were some, I forgot, did she say open ballot requests, or at least there were some membership statuses that were still to be resolved.
She said the staff list was a mess.
Yeah, right. Okay, so somebody else want to speak on this?
Bill, I had a point of clarification, if I might.
Okay.
Our request, I may have not properly stated my question before. The essence of what I'm asking is the motion on the floor, is it within our purview or our domain to possibly impose an additional cost to New York?
Well, it's just a recommendation. We can recommend that. And hopefully it won't result in an extra cost if it's just a week.
Okay.
But
it sounds like it probably wouldn't.
I still don't understand.
Okay, well, Bob?
Yeah.
He's answered it.
Right.
But he didn't answer it.
All we
well, let's have Bob have a chance.
Yeah. Well, he said he's not sure.
All this committee can do is offer advice. It's up to the NES to decide whether to extend an election. So we're not imposing anything on anyone. And I also want to add that this question about people who repeatedly, for weeks in some cases, requested a ballot, never heard back. It's not that they were told, well, sorry, I can't find you in the database. It was that they just simply did not get a response. That those people, at the barest minimum, those people should be entitled to vote. And so maybe we should amend the motion to say, after the current language, to have a clause that says particularly for those voters who had requested ballots and never received them, to make it clear I think it should be broader, but certainly for people that should be documentable, because there's voicemail and there's email that can be looked back at to show that before the deadline, they duly requested their ballot, and for whatever reason, they never got it.
Okay, is that an amendment?
Yeah.
Let's clarify that. Okay. Could you state that? It would be nice to get this all in writing, too, especially including the original version. If Nancy and or Bob, if you'd like to work that, but to write that down for us. But if you could at least restate that, Bob, what your amendment is.
Sure. I can't. Oh, I see Nancy did post hers. Okay, so, well, let me just read it out loud, and then I'll add my amendment at the end of that. So what Nancy wrote was, for the voters who did not receive their ballots yet, the Pacifica Elections Committee recommends to the NES and WBAI-LES to extend the WBAI election with PSA announcements to tell voters who have not received ballots to contact the LES, as was done in two other stations, till it says the October 7th. You just mean till October 7th, and one station extended to the 10th. So maybe, let me think.
If you talk slowly, I'll dictate.
Okay, just give me a second, because you already do have a reference to people who did not receive ballots, so that's good, but we want to make it specifically about people. Back to what I said originally. So just add on at the end, comma, particularly for those voters who had requested ballots before the deadline. and never received them.
Did you get that, Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Nancy's motion with, particularly for members who requested ballots before the deadline but never received them?
Correct.
Was that right?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion about the amendment?
Yeah. This is Charles.
Okay, Charles.
The way it's worded, my perspective is that from what Lynn said, that she wasn't clear that such people existed. She heard this. She said she would go back and check, blah, blah, blah. So I would alter the wording in such a way to accommodate that, to say, to accommodate the possibility of those voters, of there being voters who had requested ballots who had not received them, or voters who had not been able to be contacted yet but were eligible to vote, then we recommend blah, blah, blah. I think that's, I'm just suggesting that alternate wording because I think it's more reflective of the facts. It satisfies all the needs of everyone concerned without kind of creating a sort of a de facto statement that may not be true about the conditions that we're not aware of the exact parameters of at this point.
Okay, so what specific words would you add or change then? To what, you're amending Bob's amendment, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's okay. I just want to be clear what we're...
Yeah, I'm amending Bob's amendment, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Just clarify what the change would be.
The change would be, rather than stating it as a fact, stating it that to accommodate the possibility of voters who had... requested ballots and not received them, or who had not been able to be contacted yet by various means, but were eligible to vote, we recommend extending the election for a week or 10 days or whatever.
Okay. Are you where you could email that to us?
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Well,
that would help. Nancy also.
Bob.
Okay. Bob? Bob and then Serene.
Let Serene go ahead. I just spoke.
Okay, Serene?
Okay, so I just sent a motion that I think captures... I just sent a motion that I think captures all of the things we've been talking about. It's kind of an amendment to all that we have. Or maybe it's a substitute. I don't know. Someone look at it, please.
Bill,
okay.
Want me to read it?
Oh, okay, yeah, I see that. So, yeah, go ahead and read it. I got it, too. Go ahead, Nancy, you can read it.
Okay.
Whereas a number of WBAI listeners did not receive campaign mailers, which were returned to slates, and therefore presumably did not receive ballots, and whereas a number of people requested ballots they did not receive, be it resolved that the PNB EC, Election Committee, recommends that the NES fully extend the election at WBAI for 7 to 10 days.
Okay, so this is a substitute for the original motion, I presume, Serene?
If it's okay with Nance.
I just remember one point where the NES says, well, they may have contacted the LES, but they did not contact me. Maybe she meant by, what, email? Maybe we better...
Yeah, but well, that doesn't make any sense because we were directed repeatedly to contact the LES. So no one should be faulted because they didn't write to the NES because we were told, tap your LES. I didn't understand the relevance of that statement when it was made.
Okay, well, let me clarify. So what's on the floor right now is whether to substitute the original motion and its amendments with what Serene sent us. Is that correct, Serene? Is that what you intend to do?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Uh, did, Did Charles finish his yet?
I'm finishing it right now. I'm going to email it to everybody, and I'm kind of objecting to Nancy's language because, once again, I feel like, you know, it's stating as a fact accompli facts which we do not know for the fact that it's the case. You know, basically it's saying to Lynn Serpy, you didn't do your job. I don't think that's, you know.
You've got some heavy reverberation there.
Why are we echoing?
Oh, that's weird. I wonder why.
Okay, now it's not. Okay, so let us know when you send it so we can...
Yeah, okay.
So this would be an amendment to... Charles's would be an amendment to Bob's amendment, right? And then we also have Doreen's...
It's just an amended motion. It's an amendment to the motion, so it's whatever. Substitute motion,
okay.
I guess it would be.
Bob for the stack.
Well, okay. Actually, a substitute is different than an amendment, but go ahead. Bob?
Yeah, I want to support Serene's wording because and assert that I for one, and others can speak for themselves, I for one had personal conversations with listener voters who were outraged that they had contacted the LES back in, I think it was late August, early September. Now, I believe it was early September that they had not gotten the ballot and never heard back. And, you know, they had their receipt for having paid their membership, so there wasn't a question of whether they had the documentation. And I think when they finally, you know, when they finally noticed, because people have busy lives, right? They're not focused every minute on, well, when's the deadline, that they realized, I think, on the last day that there was, or on the day before the last day, that they still hadn't gotten the ballot. They left a phone message for the LES and never heard back. And so that's one that I spoke to, another one who I got an email from, and I've heard of several others. So this is not a speculation. This is established fact firsthand from the voters. So I think that it's completely reasonable to say that it happened. You know, as Serene's motion says, whereas a number of people requested ballots they did not receive. And just to respond to the point about we're accusing someone of not doing their job, it's no such thing. First of all, it has nothing to do with the NES directly because, as Serene said, nowhere were there any instructions that if people don't get their ballot, they should contact the NES. They were told if they don't get it, they should contact the LES. But second of all, but second of all, even in terms of the LES, it's not a personal statement about someone's job of, you know, how they did their job. It's simply stating, for whatever reason, this did not happen. And that creates an unfair situation in terms of you know, what these elections are supposed to be about, which is every qualified person should have the right to vote within the time frame. So it doesn't assess blame. It just says fix it. So it's a fair election.
Okay, so just what we're talking about, I believe, is Serene made, I will interpret this as being a substitute motion. And then Charles was talking about an amendment to the original motion. I still have not received that though, Charles. Have you sent it to us yet?
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Okay. So since this is a substitute, we can discuss either Serene substitute motion or that Bob was just referring to or the original. Discussion? Serene, go ahead.
Okay. So I just sent an amendment to my substitute because I had not included.
Janet, can I clarify?
Go ahead.
Wait.
Somebody needs to mute. Janet isn't on this committee. Is someone trying to listen to audit?
Yeah.
Well, hello, this is William. William Hare Wagon, Chair of Audit.
Okay.
We seem to have meetings going on here.
Okay,
well,
this is the elections committee. Is this the one you want to join?
They're having their own meeting. Someone must have the sound on or have the call. Oh, they're on two lines with the two committees, and they just joined them.
Okay. Well, if you did that,
you understand?
unjoin them. If any of you
just created a three-way call with a committee on each line.
That's not good to do. Okay. Well, go ahead and continue, Serene, and then...
Bill, may I read her what Serena just sent us, an addition.
Okay.
Okay, and that significant airplay be devoted to carts as well as prominent website announcements provided educating members of their right to vote. Providing, I think she means ING, providing, educating, yeah. Provided education. Okay.
Sorry, did I miss that?
Providing educating members of their right to vote. Yeah. I just got a text mail from the they're voting on something in audit, but it's not important. That's what Venetia said. That's just for the audit people that's on this line.
Okay. Now let me ask it. Janet Coburn, are you on the call or was that a mistake?
She was
maybe
in
she
audit.
Got,
I told you what happened.
Right,
somebody who's on both committees
joined them.
Lines.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Okay. All right, any more discussion on any of this, the substitute or the original motion?
I forgot
the word to word. Can I insert it?
Okay,
that's
what
why,
was
that's
that?
Why,
insert which?
Website announcements provided with the intent of educating members. I forgot. I left those out. That's why Nancy was having so much trouble reading it. With the intent.
I just sent mine. Does everybody have it?
Okay. Is Charles...
it's very simple.
Let me check my mail. I don't see it yet.
Well, can I just read it to you?
Okay, but we are going to need a writing too. But go ahead, Charles.
Okay. Committee recommends extending the election to accommodate those who may be eligible to vote but have not received a ballot for any reason, and airplay be devoted to educating members of their right to vote.
So can I say,
So this was amendment to the original motion, Charles?
Well, it's a substitute motion, I suppose.
Okay. Well, we can only have one substitute on the floor at a time, I think. So... and we have an amendment.
Well, I don't see how it's an amended motion if the language is different than the other one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, could you hold it and let's sure decide on the substitute, and then we'll go back and we can still decide that if we're not out of time. So right now there's an amendment to the substitute. Serene offered an amendment to her substitute. Let's see if we can get this out of the way quickly. So are there any objections or any more discussion on the amendment that Serene just sent? Okay, or are there any objections to her adding her amendment to her original substitute motion? Okay, hearing nor, then we'll add her amendment to her substitute. Did you get that, Nancy, for the minutes?
Yeah, I'm trying to rewrite it with everything complete.
Okay, and I still don't see... Charles, I'm sorry, I still don't see yours if you send it to all of us.
I sent it to Paculek at yahoogroups.com, Grace Aaron, Sharon, Wesley, Fred, Jim,
I
Brian,
see it.
Anthony, Jan.
Okay, let me check again. Sometimes it takes a while to go through. Okay, so who wanted to speak next?
You mean on Charles's?
You can speak on Charles's or you can speak on Serene's substitute. Either one. Okay, Eric.
Yeah, I'm looking at Charles' amendment, and it says, members who may be eligible to vote but have not received a ballot for any reason. Okay, I guess my question or point is, they still may not receive one.
Yes.
So is this actually a remedy?
Let me put it this way. Do you think if they're – sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. If anything we can do with language is going to help them get a ballot, then, yeah, I'm all for it. But,
in answer to your question, unless we physically take it and put it in their hands, I don't know how else we can go about this. We have to trust the people who are sending them out, don't we? Right? I mean, this is an indication that, you know, we believe that there may be some people who are eligible, who haven't voted yet. We want them to vote, so they need to be getting their ballots. It's the reason
would
we're extending the election.
Would it be helpful if they had the option to vote electronically?
Well, they have to.
Chances are good that will be the only option now, because, you know, it's probably not time to mail them a paper ballot and let them
extending the election, I think, you know, implies electronic balloting or paper, either one.
Well, they won't get, I mean, there's a strong possibility, I don't want to nominate it, there's a good probability they still won't get a paper ballot.
I'm trying to get on the back.
Okay, Serene?
Okay, so the language in Frederick's motion is, who have not received a ballot for any reason. There may be people who've received their ballots but misplaced them or trashed them because they thought they were out of time or whatever the case is. So this does not even allow, as I see it here, does not allow for replacement ballots. So, but I do see language here from my motion, actually. But at any rate.
Well, you want to take it yours, I'd be more than happy.
Well, Charles, could you send it just to me, because I don't see yours. Some other people got it, I guess, but I don't see it. Could you forward it to me, Nancy?
Okay.
Okay.
Committee recommends.
Anybody else not get it?
Question.
Let me see if anybody hasn't spoken yet. Wants to speak.
Nancy Sorden.
Oh, Nancy. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'd just like to speak to this point about whether or not the ballots have been sent out by the election officials. I'm wondering if there is a point where people are calling in and they're not talking to the election officials and their message is supposed to be relayed to them. Is there a concern that those messages are not being relayed to the election officials to give people their, you know, that people aren't getting their ballots? Is that one of the concerns?
This is Bob, for a direct answer.
Okay, Bob?
Yeah.
It is not? Okay.
In the case that I mentioned earlier, it was, and really the only number that has ever been given out, and I think this is true at other stations, but I know at our station, it's the LES set up a voicemail that only she, as far as I know, accesses. So this voter left a message on the publicly posted voicemail phone number that the LES uses to respond to requests. So there's no one that I've heard of has said that there's a third party involved that's not relaying messages. It's that for whatever reason the message was not responded to.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else that hasn't spoken, or at least in a while, on this motion or the substitute? Okay, and now I do see Charles's motion. Okay, did everybody get that? You know, we are getting late, and we still need to pick a date for another meeting. So I hope we can wrap this up quickly. So right now we have Charles. What Charles sent, I guess you're saying it's an amendment to the original motion. Was that right, Charles?
Yeah, however you want to take it.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can deal with the substitute first. So right now, Nancy, could you read the substitute as amended?
Okay. I don't have the, I forgot, and I, what she changed, amended her amendment. Provided, you know, website, prominent website announcements as devoted to carts as well as prominent website announcements provided educating members of their right to vote. I think she changed it, and I don't remember. Serene, can you help me?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Okay, the last email that you sent, and then you verbally you changed it a little bit, and that significant airplay be devoted to carts as well as prominent website announcements provided educating members of their right to vote.
So after provided, to be with the intent of educating.
Okay, of educating members of the right to vote. Okay.
So right,
I will send it right now, everybody. Just sent.
Okay, thank you.
You want me to read it?
Go ahead. Yeah, please read it.
Okay. Whereas a number of WBAI listeners did not receive campaign mailers, which were returned to slates and therefore presumably did not receive ballots, and whereas a number of people requested ballots they did not receive, be it resolved that the PNB Elections Committee recommends that the NES fully extend the election at BAI, a WBAI, for 7 to 10 days, and that significant airplay be devoted to carts as well as prominent website announcements provided with the intent of educating members of their right to vote. Okay, so we have that one, and then we have Charles' amendment.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Let's decide on the substitute. Now, if you vote for the substitute, then you're essentially saying that we're going to replace the original motion and as amended by Serene, and also... It's Nancy's motion, right? It was Nancy. We're replacing, if you vote for the substitute, to make the substitution, then essentially that would say we're going to replace Nancy's motion and any amendments to it, which would include Charles's, with the substitute that Nancy just read. Any more discussion before we decide on that?
I have.
Everybody clear?
This is Charles.
Charles,
go ahead. If you added three words to it, I could support it, and that would be. And whereas a number of people claim to have requested ballots they did not receive.
Actually, that is in there, I believe. That's what
I added three words, claim to have.
Oh, well, requested. I see. Okay. Are there any objections to adding that amendment to what Nancy just read and just emailed to us?
Okay.
Okay, any objections to that?
Do I add voicemail? Claim to have.
That's in the second whereas. Whereas a number of people claim to have requested ballots they did not receive.
We're not specifying how they requested that, so it'll cover everything.
Yes.
My objection to the word claim. I've seen the email. So it's not just the claim that's being made. It's something they've substantiated, a number of people.
Let me give you, for instance, if somebody gets it in the mail and maybe even somebody else in the house throws it out and they never see it, or they accidentally throw it out themselves and they feel they haven't gotten a ballot, and then they request one and their request isn't fulfilled, okay, they've requested it. They're claiming to have requested a ballot that they didn't receive. Okay? Now, whether they received it or not, the point is they didn't get a ballot and they still want to vote. So I would like to be able to satisfy them. I also would like to be able to do it in such a way that we're not saying that the people who have been, putting their blood, sweat, and tears into this thing for as long as they have been doing a sloppy job. I don't think that's appropriate. So everybody's, from my perspective, everybody wants to do it properly. Everybody's trying their best. So let's just try and keep it on that level.
Okay, Emery, right now we're discussing the amendment that Charles was just suggesting. So, okay, Serene?
Okay, so, if it'll mean that we can move on, I can live with that language. But I also want to say that no one is claiming that the LESs weren't working very hard to get issues resolved. I think there were other problems in the system. I won't get into, what my opinions on that are at this point. At some point, we should do a review of the whole process. But no one is slamming the local election supervisor. I know I certainly believe that our election supervisor did her best with the resources at her disposal. But, you know, our system has many flaws.
Okay. We're scheduled to adjourn in 4 minutes, so can we wrap this up then?
Bill, this is Eric. Can I make a slight amendment here, if I like? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, well, can we decide on this amendment that we are just, the Charles just submitted first?
Okay.
Are there any objections to Charles's small addition of the words there?
Which word, claimed?
Could you read that again, Charles?
You want to read the whole thing? Whereas a number of WBAI listeners did not receive campaign mailers which were returned to slates and therefore presumably did not receive ballots, and whereas a number of people claimed to have requested ballots they did not receive, be it resolved, the PNB Election Committee recommends that the NAS fully extend the election for 7 to 10 days and that significant airplay be devoted to cards as well as prominent website announcements with the intent of educating members of the right to vote.
Okay, so the amendment was to add the words claim to have requested. All right, so any objections to that?
This is Eric.
Eric?
I mean, it's not an objection. I'm somewhat troubled by the word significant. Can that be replaced, say, with hourly?
Okay, well, right now that's not part of the amendment.
It's not? Okay.
No, okay, so we'll get back to that.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, you were just adding claimed to have. That was the addition.
Oh, well, that's not part of my addition, no, but it was in there. It was in the second amendment
It's in the substitute. That's right. Right. Okay.
Right.
So the addition that Charles was suggesting that we claim to have requested, are there any objections to those words, to adding those? Okay, hearing none, then that's amendments adopted. Okay, and Eric, you had another amendment?
Well, the word significant, it's somewhat troubling. Can that be replaced with the word hourly?
How about just dropping it?
This is three.
Okay. Let me find this again. Now, where's the hourly?
No,
that's what I was asking.
Instead of significant, put hourly, you're suggesting?
Yes.
Okay, Serene, you want to say something?
I would object to that. I think that we can make recommendations for governance. We cannot direct the operations of this station.
This is Bob.
Okay, Bob?
I agree, and more specifically, WBAI launched a pledge drive today, so it's absolutely not possible to have hourly carts.
Okay. You still want to include that amendment, Eric? Replace significant with hourly?
I do. I mean, the pledge drive could literally mean that, I mean, significant could literally mean they play it every 3 hours.
Okay.
That they might
do
that to be said.
Okay. So your amendment is to change the significant airplay to hourly airplay?
Hour. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Can you call the roll on that amendment? Dancy, so we can deal with that.
All right. Let me get my pen here. All right. Let's see. Let me read it. Let's see. Whereas a number of WBAI listeners did not receive campaign mailers, which were returned to slates and therefore presumably did not receive ballots.
Well, the only part of this amendment so far is to change one word in the last sentence.
Okay. Okay, I'll read that sentence, the second paragraph. Whereas a number of people claim to have requested ballots they did not receive, be it resolved that the PNB Elections Committee recommends that the NES fully extend the election at BAI, WBAI for 7 to 10 days.
And then the amendments in the next sentence.
Huh?
The amendment is to change significant to hourly in the sentence, and that significant airplay be devoted to carts as well as prominent website announcements provided with the intent of educating members of the right to vote.
So asking after that hourly significant, instead of significant, change to hourly?
Is your
Is that correct, Eric?
Replacing.
That's correct, yeah.
Yes, replace the word significant.
With hourly?
Change significant airplay to hourly airplay. Right.
Hourly airplay, okay. And that's for Eric's substitute, right?
It's an amendment. It's just changing one word.
Okay. All right. KPFA, Sharon?
No.
Sharon, no. Anthony Fest is not here. Okay. KPFK, Grace? Aaron? I don't hear you, Grace.
No. Sorry, no.
No. Grace, no. Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan, yes. Wesley Bethune? Wesley, I cannot hear you. Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Abstain. Bill Abstain. Nancy Saibara Naditomi. I'm going to pass. Jim Brown. I don't hear you, Jim. Eric Ramey.
Yes.
Eric, yes. Okay, and Nancy Sorden. Nancy, I do not hear you. Marianne Ungaro, I don't think she's here. Serene Roberts.
No.
No. Okay, Serene, no. Bob Lederer.
No.
No, Bob Lederer, no. Okay, and then see, go back to me, pass. All right, I'm going to vote no. I'll go along with the BAI people. All right, so we have no one, Sharon.
You didn't
one,
call my
Nancy
name.
Sorden here? Nancy Sorden votes no.
Excuse me, this is Jan Goodman.
Okay, hold on. Nancy Sorden.
Wait, I was on. I need
yeah,
to.
Get the rest
of
the votes then, please, Nancy.
Yeah, Charles, I'm sorry. I didn't call you, Charles.
No.
Sorry. No, Charles.
No, if they're in pledge drive, it takes up too much time. No.
Yeah. Okay, so who else called, Jan? You voted yes.
Jan, I was off the phone, and I thought that this vote was something else, so I'd like to abstain.
Oh, Jan abstains. Do you know what we're voting on?
No, that's why I just...
Oh, I see.
I thought you were voting on something else, so...
Okay.
And Jim Brown, no.
No, Jim votes no. Okay. Well, Nancy, do I respond for Jan? Nancy votes no, right? Okay. All right, here we have Sharon, no. Charles, no. Grace, no. Jim, no. Nancy Sorden, no. Nancy Saibara and I tell me no. Six. Serene, no. Bob, no. Oh, that's the eight. That's eight, no. Eight, no. And yes was Eric, yes. One? Just one? Okay, and then one. Two abstentions.
There was two, yes.
All right, that fails. Motion fails. Okay.
Okay, so we're... Okay, thank you. So the amendment fails. So we're still back to the substitution that, as Nancy sent out at 21 minutes after the hour, 13 minutes ago, it's Serene's substitute.
Yes.
Yeah. So
no question.
Can we go ahead. Well, we can't really do that in committee, but I think we're ready to vote.
Okay.
Well, let me ask first: is there any objections to Serene's substitute?
Well, let Jan. I don't think Jan knows what it is, does she?
No.
I want you to read it again, just so everybody's clear what we're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. Why is this happening? Okay. Serene substitute. Where is it? Here it is. Whereas a number of WBAI listeners did not receive campaign mailers, which were returned to slates and therefore presumably did not receive ballots, and whereas a number of people claim to have requested ballots they did not receive, be it resolved that the PNB Elections Committee recommends that the NES fully extend the election at WBAI for 7 to 10 days, and that significant airplay be devoted to carts as well as prominent website announcements provided with the intent of educating members of their right to vote. And this is Serene substitute, and Charles added the name claim to in the second paragraph.
So if you vote yes for the substitute, then that will replace the original motion that Nancy submitted with an amendment.
Are there any objections?
Is that correct? Well, I'm going to object. I don't know if anybody else will.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I guess call the roll on making the substitution.
Okay. Sharon, KPFA, Sharon Adams.
Abstained.
Abstained. Okay, Sharon abstained. Anthony Fisk not here. KPFK, Grace Aaron. Grace.
Abstained.
Abstained, okay. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Charles Fredericks.
Yes.
Charles votes yes. Okay. Wesley Bethune. Wesley, I cannot hear you. Bill Crozier.
No.
No. Bill Crozier, no. Okay. Nancy Sauber and I tell me. I vote yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
WPFW. Jim votes yes. Okay. Eric Ramey.
Abstain.
Eric abstain. Okay. Nancy Sorden. Nancy, I cannot hear you. Marion's not here, I think. Marion Ngaro's not here. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene? Yes. Serene votes yes. Bob Litter.
Yes.
Bob votes yes. Okay. So Bob, yes. Serene, yes. Jim, yes. Nancy, myself, yes. And Jan, yes. That's five. Okay, so five. Oh, and Charles, yes. So that's six, yes. And abstention, Sharon, Grace, and Eric. Three abstentions and one. Okay. So
I'm sorry, Sig. You said it. How many no votes are there?
One.
Okay.
Bill.
Okay.
Eric, you voted abstain, or did you change your mind?
No, I mean, you faded out for a second. I was just asking what the nays were.
Okay, so motion passes.
Okay, so the substitution was made. Are there any objections to the substituted motion? Which essentially means the same thing. Hearing no objections, and that's approved. Okay, we're out of time for the meeting. Can we set a meeting date, though? Feel better with us for quickly, or else a process for coming up with a new meeting date? Sometimes that takes a while.
That's not complicated.
Do you want me to send out a...
with another committee.
Do you want me to poll or ask Lynn Sirpy again when she's available and then schedule a meeting? I'll send out a poll on the date she's available.
Yeah.
Can we avoid a conflict with other committees? Because obviously we have overlapping members.
I would like to do that, but, you know, the number of days she has available may be limited, and I'm not sure how much longer she's going to be on contract. This may only be going till October 15th. So we may not be able to avoid all other committees.
Do your best.
I don't know. Beg your pardon?
She said do your best.
Do your best.
Yes. Okay. So is there any objections to me asking her? And then if it's more than one date, I will let all of you know so you can vote on a little doodle poll again, as I did for this one.
Is it possible we could offer 14th? That's a Friday, or is that really yucky for everybody?
I'll just ask her all the days she's available. How's that?
Okay. Well, 14th is open. It's a Friday, though.
Okay. Well, the 7th is open too, but that's not a week away. Okay.
Oh, maybe Sunday the 9th.
You gotta be kidding.
Well,
let's try to leave Sunday alone. Let's just try to leave Sunday alone.
I'll just ask her all the days she's available, because it may not be that many days. She only had 2 days available when I asked her this last time, which was yesterday and today.
But she's had a lot of fun. She might be willing to cancel something to come back.
Okay. All right. Okay, are we done for tonight?
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
We're adjourned.
Bye.